Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to Melanie Favut, former South African MP, former South African ambassador to Ireland, a regular show host here on Cape Talk. Melanie, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Normally we're talking about serious matters of politics. Your insights are always valued. This is now an insight into dance culture, because we've all been urged to do the Jerusalemma by President Mandela tomorrow, and some of us, me in particular, are feeling a bit challenged.
Yeah, you mean President Ramaphosa, not Mandela, right?
President Ramaphosa,
sorry. He is. He's also asking us.
He would find it very easy to do the Jerusalem.
See, Mike, here's the story, right? So I learned a long time ago, right, that whiteys can't dance. I mean, I can dance, right? I can do all kinds of fancy things. I did ballet almost as a career. I can salsa. I can, you know, do all kinds of things. But really dance, I learned a long time ago when I was still part of the ANC and, you know, at ANC conferences, Aishman, I stand out like a sore thumb. There's something about that effortlessness, you know, that my African colleagues could move. And it's like a minimal kind of movement, but somehow it just looks fantastic. And I really try. I try and imitate them. I watch them closely. It just never works. But anyway, so then, of course, now this whole Jerusalemma thing hits, right? Everybody's sending me videos and so on. So I thought, well, I just have to now teach myself this thing. But then I felt a bit embarrassed to ask any of my friends to teach me, because I knew they would laugh at me. So I thought I'd just learn myself from YouTube. Don't judge me. I mean, what else do you do in these times?
Right? No judgment here. No judgment at all.
See? Yeah, but anyway, so then I went onto YouTube and I thought I'd just go for the one which says basic steps, because I've also now learned there's a lot of complicated ones, right? There's a lot of sort of other ones as well. Anyway, so I went for the basic thing. Can you believe it was a woman in Australia dressed all in lycra on a tennis court? Yeah, I mean, there's something wrong about that, but at least I thought, you know, she would understand my challenges, right? Yeah, and then it took me a while. I mean, and there were all kinds of repercussions. I don't know if you want to go into that.
No, but Melanie, I tell you, I'm prepared to bet I know what one of them is, that the instructors go too fast. I've tried to pick up dance steps on YouTube stuff, and suddenly they're saying, okay, you got that next? And I'm going, no, whoa, 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 I haven't got that first bit yet.
Break that down. Can you do that again, slowly? What, left foot forward and then right foot forward? Do it again.
Do it again and again.
See, that's my problem, you know, with the Jerusalemma as well. I mean, apart from the fact, I mean, yes, you know, it starts off quite easy with you just wiggling your head to one side and then your other foot front wiggling. Then there's like the next step is like a little shuffle thing that you do, 1, 2, 3, 4. And she lost me there, you know, because now it's too fast. And now I can't remember which foot I have to end up on, you know. And then the complicated one, and you should watch this, the Jerusalemma, is how people then... they do like they do a hop forward and they move forward, but they kind of sweep down as well. And then they change direction and end up on the other foot. I tell you, man, this is complicated.
I know where I would end up, and it wouldn't be on the other foot. that's for sure. Anyway, have you cracked it? Are you ready to go?
So what I did was I taught myself it on the internet. I was really concentrating. I was standing in my kitchen and... except that at one point I looked out my window and I realized that some of the childminders in the street were looking in through my sliding door and having a great laugh at me. You know, they were absolutely cracking up outside. So I thought, no, I'll just keep at it. So I really practiced like a woman possessed for an hour long, right? And then next time my daughter rocked up and I was so proud of myself and said, look, you know, what I've been doing. And I like sweep and I like... hopped and I like wiggled my hips and so on. Of course, she just sort of put her hands over her eyes and then said, I'm videoing this for my brother in Ireland. He's going to kill himself laughing and we're going to keep this forever in the family. So, yeah. I nailed it. I mean, I still sort of trip over my feet at some point, and especially when I get to the end, I somehow always end up on the wrong foot. But I think I've nailed it. And then, of course, the next day I was so stiff I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, not used to that kind of thing anymore. But then I tell you, when the president said he wanted us to do the Jerusalemma, I jumped up, I put my hand on my chest, and I said, I am ready, Mr. President. I am ready for you. So I'm ready.
I think,
I don't know when I'll do it, but I'm ready.
I think what you've hit there is a very interesting point that was made, I think, in a Daily Maverick article today about how we don't respect dancers because we all do a bit of dancing. We don't actually understand what extraordinary physical athletes, proper dancers are, whether it's ballet or jazz or traditional or whatever. It is a tough physical activity.
It is. I mean, I used to do ballet very seriously and nearly made it my career. So, and I still am in absolute awe, you know, of dancers and how, of course, they you know, they suffer for it eventually, but how they bend themselves and how that incredible stamina takes and the unbelievable physical strength. And, you know, even something like the Jerusalem, if people do that for an extended period of time, like I did trying to learn, I mean, normal human beings get stiff, you know, you get sore and you can feel it, you know, the next day. So there is something, I mean, dancing is in this extraordinary art, but it's very challenging on the body. And yeah, I have huge respect for dancers. It's a beautiful art form, of course. You know, it is extraordinary.
I've very much got into, do you think you can dance? The American dance show, which is cheap, tacky reality television, but the quality of the dancing is astonishing.
It's extraordinary, right? It is extraordinary. There's also a very beautiful film on Netflix, and now I forgot the title, but it is about the prima ballerina from the New York Ballet, who then gets injured and has to finally, she was actually quite, I don't want to say old because she was in her 40s, but for a ballet dancer, for a prima ballerina, that's quite old, you know, to keep going. The men can dance usually a little bit longer than the women. But and then she has to change. She has to decide what will she do now with her life. And it's a beautiful documentary. People should really look for it. It's and, you know, the challenge of somebody who devoted her whole life to dancing. And then suddenly, of course, now her body just gives in, her hip gives in. And the challenges that poses to her mentally and physically to find something else to do.
Yeah, I did see that. I'm trying to find the title of it. In that I saw that marketer on Netflix, and I meant to flag it and watch it. But I'll get the name. I'll find it and give people the name. Melanie, good luck tomorrow.
So I'm saying if there's anybody who has a socially distanced Jerusalem thing happening, let me know. I'm your woman. I will be there. I mean, I will trip over my own feet, but I will be there.
All right. Thanks very much, Melanie. Always a pleasure to chat to Melanie Favuto, column in News 24, about those experiences learning Jerusalem.